Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Israel has carried out new airstrikes targeting the Jabalia refugee camp in northern Gaza. There's been fierce fighting and bombardment around that area. Overnight attacks killed several people in a house sheltering displaced Palestinians who'd been seeking safety. Victims are now flooding into the Kamal Adwan hospital near the camp. Earlier, the Israeli army shelled homes near the hospital itself. The facility is facing severe shortages with almost no medical aid coming into the strip to provide relief. Well, the first shipments of aid have entered Gaza using a new floating pier built by the U.S. military. The U.S. says 90 truckloads a day will be delivered using the temporary installation, enabling 500 tons to enter the strip in the coming days. But despite the new maritime corridor, the UN and other aid agencies are saying that the land routes would be much more effective as a way to get aid into Gaza. The Israeli military says it's found the bodies of three Israeli captives in Gaza. The army says they were killed in October with their bodies taken into the strip. It's not clear where they were found, but around 250 captives were taken that month, nearly half of them freed in a November ceasefire. Israel says about 100 captives and the remains of 30 others are being held inside Gaza. The legal representative was heckled as she told the International Court of Justice that the situation in Gaza is a tragic war, not genocide. South Africa is asking the court to order Israel to immediately stop its military operation in Rafah. The court has given Israel until Saturday to demonstrate how it would ensure the safety of Palestinians fleeing from Rafah to the so-called safe zones. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have killed one person and injured eight others in an airstrike on the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. A house was hit targeting a commander of the Jenin Brigade, a Palestinian armed group. Jenin has seen frequent raids since Israel's war on Gaza began. In our other headlines, Russia's President Vladimir Putin says Moscow has no plans to capture Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city. This comes after Russian troops advanced 10 kilometers in the region during the past week. Speaking in China, President Putin said Russia is carving out a buffer zone in eastern Ukraine to protect its regions near the border.
On the Inside Story podcast, we'll be looking at the deepening friendship between Russia and China. Could it lead to a shift in alliances and the global balance of power? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.